So again, this is Billy Williams. So why should you even think about using a predictive dialer? Well, first and foremost, because you want to make sure that the calls that you need going out are actually going out. How many times have you given someone a list and said, hey, call these people, whether it was a quoted not sold, whether it was a win back, whether it was a follow-up. You've given your staff a list of calls, and then those calls never, ever happened. Or you would check back a week later and go, did you get to those? Oh, I was so busy, I haven't had time. Or the dreaded, everybody I called, nobody answered, which merely means they made about four calls, and then nobody answered. And so they said, hey, forget it. You know, I'm just going to go back to what I normally do. So an automated dialer, a power dialer, predictive dialer, it eliminates a lot of that. I am a firm believer, if you guys are looking for some type of guidelines, I'm a firm believer, if you have over 20 calls to make, you need to use a power dialer, okay? If you have over 20 calls to make, you need to use a power dialer. I cannot stress that enough. 10, 15 calls, maybe you can get away, maybe you can track it, but if, when you start adding a large list, there needs to be a power dialer. So now the key is, what type of dialers are there? So I'm going to go over four specific type of dialers. Again, guys, if you hear noise in the background, that's because I'm at the golf course. And the nice thing about our world today is you can conduct business from anywhere, pretty much doing anything. So I'm taking a few minutes off of my round to come and talk to you guys about dialers and helping you to grow your business so that you can have more time to do the things that you want to do, the things with your family, the things that you do for entertainment, the things that you do for your religious practices, so that you will have more time and more effectiveness in your agencies and in your businesses to do what you want to do. So let's talk about power dialers and what they really mean and what they consist of. So a dialer is a piece of software that helps automate the outbound dialing process. So it eliminates you having to sort through a list of contacts and manually dial numbers, okay? You just load the list, and then your people log in and start dialing, okay? And it tracks everything. So a power dialer measures all your calls. It measures the volume. It measures how long they were on the calls. And good power dialers record the actual call, so that you can know what's happening. So let me tell you the effectiveness. Let's say I handed a list to someone and I said, hey guys, I want you to call, I don't know, 20, 25 people, right? And they said, okay. Well, without having a power dialer, automated dialer, literally it could take 2 days to get through that list. With a power dialer, you're looking at 10 or 15 minutes. That's the difference. Also, a power dialer or auto dialer, what they do is they will allow you to drop a message. So as soon as it recognizes that there is a message, you know, I'm not available, you hit leave message. And you can pre-record the message so you can leave the same message every single time. That by itself saves so much time on what you're doing. Okay, so much time. So choosing the right power dialer or automated dialer is extremely important because you have state and federal guidelines. Okay, state and federal guidelines. Here's the best way I can, here's the simplest way. Check with your state insurance department to see what is legal and what the guidelines are. If you're captive, you have to follow your captive rules. If, you know, I know like Allstate doesn't want you guys using any kind of automated dialer. I don't know about the other captives, but I know most captives say, I don't want you using an automated dialer. And that's because agents use it wrong. The real issue is the number of lines that you're dialing at one time. So that means if you're dialing three or four lines at the same time and three people answer at the same time, two of those people are not going to get talked to. Only one of them gets talked to and the other one hears dead air. That's what people hate, and that's what the state guidelines and all that. Also, they hate when you just leave a bunch of automated messages. You know, you just do a drop. We get them all the time. Everyone gets them, all these calls from these different vendors and whatever, and they're just leaving an automated message. That's all they're trying to do. So they hate that as well. But if it's a one-to-one, meaning there's one dial, they wait until someone answers or doesn't answer, and then you leave a message or you talk to the person, those are usually accepted in most states. But again, check with your insurance guidelines to make sure. So let's look at the different type of dialers. We're going to look at a preview dialer, a power dialer, an automated dialer, and a predictive dialer. So first, let's look at a preview dialer. A preview dialer is the one that doesn't get you in trouble. Preview and predictive are pretty much the same. That doesn't get you in trouble most of the time. What that means is you can't move forward without manually pressing a button. So the phone dials. The person either doesn't answer the phone or does answer the phone, either way, but it doesn't just continue dialing the next number after 30 seconds or 40 seconds. You have to manually say, move forward to the next call. Those are generally the safest type of dialers that you can use. It still speeds up time because it still tracks the number of calls. It still makes sure that you are making the calls that you're supposed to make. It still leaves a voice message. It still gives me all of the reporting and analytics data that I need. It's just it manually has to move forward. It's not something that automatically moves forward. So that's a predictive dialer / power dialer, okay? Now, your automated dialers, and these are companies like CallLogic and other companies out there like that, your automated dialers, these are numbers that after 30 seconds or 4 or 5 rings, it automatically goes to the next number. Now, those are the ones that can get you in trouble depending on the state that you're in, okay? It's a great tool, but again, it can get you in trouble. Also, there are limitations on landlines versus mobile numbers. If you guys are following my principles of teaching you how to gather data, you know I always want the mobile number. It is the most important number to me. Well, mobile numbers, there are a lot of state and federal guidelines that won't allow you to auto-dial a mobile number. You can auto-dial a landline, but you can't auto-dial a mobile number. Okay, that has to be predictive dial or has to be preview dial. So again, check with your state guidelines. Trust me, checking with the state is worth it for the amount of money that you're going to make because you're going to be more effective on your follow-ups, more effective on your quoted not sold, more effective on your win-backs, more effective on everything. It's worth it to check with your state to make sure that and to make sure what power dialer you can use or what automated dialer you can use. All right? So that's the preview dialer. And again, that's the one that doesn't get you in trouble. Then there's the automated dialer that moves forward automatically on its own. Okay. Then there's a power dialer. A power dialer is kind of most of the time, it's a combination. Now, don't hold me to these definitions because every company tends to have a different definition. So if you talk to Lightspeed Voice, they may have a different definition for what they're calling an automated dialer, predictive dialer, power dialer, all that stuff. They may have a completely different definition based on what they decide to call it. You know, you call CallLogic or you call, you know, Five9 or any of these other dialers that are out here. So don't hold and say, well, Billy said that this is an automated dialer. What you're looking for is functionality. So the functionality that you're looking for is, can I, one, manually move the call forward automatically moving forward on its own? Let me say that because I screwed that all up. Let me re-say that. You're asking for the functionality. Can my team or I manually move the call forward as opposed to it automatically going forward? Because it's the automatically going forward that can get you in trouble. Okay, but if you use the predictive where you decide when to go forward, that is the one that keeps you out of trouble the most. But check with your state and federal guidelines on that. Okay, so you have your automated dialer, you have your power dialer or your preview dialer as you're going forward with those. Now, you also have a combination dialer, which is it will run through the list, and this is the one I love, just to let you know. And I know this, there are tools like Lightspeed Voice has its own version of things like this, CallLogic, other ones like that. Those are the ones right off the top of my head. The one I love is the combination, where I can load a list. It will go through automatically and dial all of the landlines. So anything that's not a mobile number, it will automatically dial it. And then it will recycle the campaign and let me manually move forward on the calls that are mobile numbers. Okay, again, that is my absolute favorite type of dialer because it keeps me out of the most trouble, still keeps me effective. So let me say that again. When you're searching for these dialers, when you're calling companies, the best dialer, the absolute best dialer you can get is one that automatically moves forward with landlines and then allows you to manually move forward with mobile numbers. Because then you're going to stay out of trouble. Okay? Does that make sense? So, do you need a dialer? Absolutely. I'm telling you, if you do any kind of outsourced telemarketing, if you do any in-house telemarketing, any kind of large list calling, you need a dialer. It's the tracking, the analytics, the recording, the training. I can listen to the calls. I can tell based on the time that people are on call. So I may give a list. Let's say I give a list of 50 people. And I give it to two different team members. Well, one team member gets through the whole 50 list, and every call was about 30 seconds. But, then, you know, I had a lot of connections, but every connection was 30 seconds. And then I have another team member who never makes it through the whole 50, but every call is 4 minutes. So what is that telling me? The one that's making the 30-second calls, they're not actually calling. Hi, thank you for calling. Would you, we're offering to sell you insurance. Would you like some insurance? No? Okay, thank you. Have a good day. That's what they're doing. Where the ones that are 4 minutes are like, hey, you know, we're calling folks in the area. We want to make sure that you understand some of your options when it comes to insurance, and we would love to sit down and talk with you. I know you're probably saying, no, I'm not interested. I'm not whatever, but just hear me out. Let me explain how I can give you better coverage and maybe save you some money. And more importantly, put you with some really good companies that are going to take care of you. See, that's the person that I want. So I want the person who can't say that to hear the person who does say that. So these recordings can be used for training purposes as well. All right, so let's get back to what I'm looking for in a dialer. Number one, I'm looking for the ability to, for me, again, I'm going to tell you about me. I'm looking for the combination. Can you automatically dial landlines while manually dialing mobile numbers so that I keep myself out of trouble, state and federal? So, these calls to be recorded so that I can use them for training purposes and also for E&O purposes. You know, I want if someone says, no, you never said that to me, I was like, hold on, let's check the recording. So I want it for that purpose as well. I want it for the analytics. I want to know how many calls are actually made. I want to know how long the calls were. I want to know how many calls I had to make to even connect with somebody, because I can use that math to help me predict what list I should buy, to help me predict what neighborhoods I should call, what areas I should call, even what products I should call. If I'm calling auto as an example, I'm only getting 1 out of 20 calls to answer, but then I'm calling my commercial people and I'm getting 10 out of 15 to answer. I want to spend my time on commercial production. So same thing there. All this can help you in your business. So let's go over again. Automated dialer, predictive dialer or preview dialer, okay, power dialer. Automated dialer, phone automatically moves forward without you doing anything. Preview dialer or predictive dialer, I manually move it forward. And then the power dialer is usually a combination where it'll do the automated for landlines and then do the manual for mobile numbers. But again, don't hold me to the definition of what they're calling a power dialer, automated dialer, whatever. Just understand the functionality that you want. And when you're talking to them, don't get caught up in the definition. Well, Billy said power dialer, but you saying automated dialer, so I'm really confused. No, don't get confused. What is it that you want the dialer to do? I want the dialer to automatically move forward. I want the dialer to manually move forward, or I want a combination that will automatically move forward on landlines and manually move forward on the mobile numbers. Okay? Ask about the functionality. Don't get caught up in the definition. But do you need it? Absolutely. If you're running a business and you absolutely need it. Now, let me tell you another benefit. A lot of agencies are starting to use virtual assistants, starting to use outsourced telemarketing, things like that. I don't want my virtual assistants having my list. I don't want them to have my list of customers. I don't want them to have my list of prospects. I don't want to load my list or give my list to an outsourced telemarketing company in the Philippines or an outsourced telemarketing company anywhere for that matter. I don't want it in India or Russia or wherever the hell you're using, whoever you're using for an outsourced telemarketing. I don't want you loading a list and providing all that data, because guess what they're doing with their data? They're reusing that data with other people. So if I have a big farmers list and I load that list or give it to an outside marketing, you think they're just going to take that list and just throw it away as soon as they're done with it? No, that list now becomes part of, we can generate leads for you. And they're using your list that you provided to them to get leads for other people. You don't want that.
Okay?
You don't want that. So with that being said, that's why we use a power dialer. So I'm going to open it up here and see if anyone has any questions or anything they want to talk about. So give me a second. I'm going to put this on question and answer mode. All right, well, if you do have a question later on, just email me at Billy, B-I-L-L-Y, at inspireanation.org. Okay, Billy, B-I-L-L-Y, at inspireanation.org. Or you can text your question to 682-206-3836. Make sure you put your first and last name so I know who you are. Like I said, if you have a question about the power dialers or anything I talked about on this, email me, Billy, B-I-L-L-Y, at inspirenation.org, or text me, or text our corporate text number, at 682-206-3836, 682-206-3836. Thanks, guys, for spending a few minutes with me, and I'm telling you, if you're doing any kind of outsourced telemarketing or outbound marketing in your agency and you're calling over 20 people at a time, you need to look at dialers. Okay, for our members, go into the video library, just type in the word dialer. Type in dialer up in the search box, and you'll see all the training that we have on automated dialers. Okay, all right, guys, thank you for your time today. I appreciate you. Bye-bye.